The Texas House's Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee lined up several state agencies and city leaders from the Rio Grande Valley to detail how the thousands of Central American children coming to Texas are affecting various functions of state and local government. The Department of Public Safety, Steve McCraw, says there's a lack of security related to the large number of Border Patrol agents who are having to spend more of their time processing unaccompanied children. McCraw also says that more state troopers along the border deters cartels from entering the country.
And they will shut down operations if there's enough resources there, because they're not crossing methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana in boatloads and tonloads to have it seized by law enforcement.
State leaders signed off on an ongoing $1 million a week effort that saturates areas of the border with DPS troopers. The other concern for state agencies is disease control and outbreaks inside detention centers. Dr. David Leahy is the commissioner for the Department of State Health Services and says many facilities holding unaccompanied minors are packed with just inches to spare between children.
And my concern in that cramped condition is if somebody came in with like norovirus, what you see on a cruise line, you could have a lot of individuals that could get sick very quickly, or respiratory illnesses, the spread of respiratory illnesses. What they're seeing mostly have been lice, scabies, so things that are already here, but a lot of the kids have.
Lawmakers also heard from local communities and how their city resources have been affected by the leap in people coming to the United States through Texas. Jim Darling is the mayor for the city of McAllen and says that their bus station is packed day and night with people the U.S. Border Patrol has dropped off.
We take them, depending how long they're going to be there, over to Sacred Heart Church. They get a shower, which they haven't had. From that, they get a hot meal. We then know they don't have any money usually to go on their trip, so we gave them 3 days of, we give them some clothes, some diapers, some Pedialyte, some water, and some food to last 3 days so they can get up to many of your cities in the state of Texas and beyond.
Darling says the city has already spent $75,000. They estimate by the end of the year they will have spent $500,000. Local charities predict they'll spend an additional $1.5 million providing humanitarian aid. Darling says he's asking, how does the city continue to fund this kind of need? The U.S. House's Committee on Homeland Security will be hosting a meeting in McAllen on Thursday to discuss the same issue, the surge of unaccompanied minors. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.